past on and realize that eternal play that's turned its back on here.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun is still warm.
Broadcasting Network, and you can find us Republic www.republicbroadcasting.org. I've been trying to find the phone number I wrote down for our guest, his home number. We're going to have John Graham on, and I can't find it, so I'm like beside myself. John Graham is with the Giraffe Project, teaching people how to stick out their neck. And if you know anything about my story, that would be kind of interesting conversation that we had planned for the next couple hours. Hopefully between now and the break, we can find his number, or maybe he will call in. I should have given him our call-in number as a fail-safe. We've run into technical problems before. This is my fault. I wrote it down on a envelope and had left it here so I would have it for today, and I had spent the last half hour trying to find it. I had set it aside where I put it in a place where I wouldn't lose it, so I'd have it, and I lost it anyways. Anyways, let me throw out the call-in number for now, 800-313-9443, and... yeah, I think people are starting to wake up to the simple fact that this is a bunch of individuals and or families who believe that we should live in a kingdom, a system of united kingdoms, that everything that we are dealing with now is coming from a bunch of people who wish to convert our republic, much like they converted the Weimar Republic in Germany, much like they converted the Soviet Union. Sorry to tell you, folks, but that was a republic. It was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And although you disagree with the way they formed their republic or what they felt was important, they also looked to the ancients to form their republic. And we actually had more in common with them than many of these ancient kingdoms like Britain, UK, Sweden, sorry for anyone out there listening in Europe, and many of these other countries, including Germany and Israel. I hate to tell you, Israel is the furthest thing from a democracy, and, you know, we have become the furthest thing from a democracy. We've become a feudal system, a kingdom, where, much like the Pope, the President, and or anyone in the executive branch or judicial branch, or for Congress for that matter, can do no wrong. I think there's been more Congress members that have gone to jail, though. Anyways, we'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, people, we're back, and I actually had in the back of my mind and hoping and had my fingers crossed that John might just actually take the initiative and call in and realize that if we didn't contact him that something was wrong, and sure enough, this man is pretty smart. He went ahead and called the program. He was listening in, and he heard that I had lost the number. And we have him on, and I want to read real quick. If you go to www.johngrahamspeaker.org, he has a website there with a lot of information, and I'm looking at the section on biography right now, and it says, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. John Graham shipped out on a freighter when he was 16 and took part in the first ascent of Mount McKinley's North Wall at 20. He hitchhiked around the world at 22, covering every war along the way for the Boston Globe and spending 3 days in an Iranian jail, falsely accused of spying. A foreign service officer for 15 years, he was in the middle of the revolution in Libya and the war in Vietnam. For 3 years in the mid-70s, he was a member of NATO's top secret nuclear planning group, then served as a foreign policy advisor to Senator John Glenn. And, you know, hopefully our listeners out there remember who John Glenn was, an astronaut. As an assistant to Ambassador Andrew Young at the United Nations, he was deeply involved in U.S. initiatives in South Africa, or Southern Africa, South Asia, and Cuba. By most measures, he was very successful, but something was missing. In 1980, a close brush with death aboard a burning cruise ship in the North Pacific, and I'd love to hear more about that, and also about his shipping out, because I went to Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy, and I'm a licensed and degreed Federal Maritime Officer and Naval Officer. But in 1980, a close brush with death aboard a burning cruise ship in the North Pacific forced him to a search for a meaning in his life. Now out of the Foreign Service, he began exploring, then teaching better ways of handling challenge and conflict. Since 1983, he's been a leader of the Draft Heroes Project, a nonprofit that moves people to stick their necks out for the common good. In that role, he's helped move millions of people to lives of courageous and caring citizenship. You have to excuse my voice, is still not what it was. A frequent keynote speaker, he's also done TV and radio all over the world. He's the author of Outdoor Leadership, It's Up to Us, and Stick Your Neck Out, A Street Smart Guide to Creating Change in Your Community and Beyond. Walking his own talk, he's an international peace builder working to end conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. Graham has a degree in geology from Harvard and one in engineering from Stanford, neither of which he's ever used. And I would like to welcome, on that note, to the program, John Graham, and I apologize for the technical difficulties in getting him on the program, and I thank him for going the extra mile, even in that regard, in making it to the program. Thanks, John.
Well, thank you, Eric.
So do you want to embellish or add to or detract from?
You've said far more than enough. It's I'm lucky to be alive in one sense. But it's been a very interesting life, and
well, probably more than in one sense, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess you're kind of like a cat with more than with at least 9 lives.
I counted 12 at one point when I was about 38. I counted it 12 times. I'd come that close to a violent death and walked away from it. So it led me to believe that, hey, I was going to survive.
Well, I when I first talked to you and asked if you'd do the program, I told you a little bit about what's going on with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, and some major changes that have happened in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, not only in the creation of Homeland Security, but stuff going on with the Coast Guard. And you informed me that, you know, you have the Coast Guard to thank for saving your life.
That's true. Could
you tell us a little bit about that? Or?
Well, that's a story. I was I just after I left the U.S. Foreign Service, I realized that I still had to earn a living somehow. So I decided that I would try to give lectures on cruise ships because they paid absurdly well to do that. You just had to go out on this cruise ship and you got to take somebody else with you.
What,
and
what year was that?
It was 1980, almost 30 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So I got a job on this cruise ship, this brand new cruise ship, sailing out of Vancouver, heading for Tokyo. And all I have to do is give a couple lectures. They didn't care what I talked about. I was a member of the ship's entertainment staff.
Nice.
I mean, the irony wasn't lost on me that I'd done all this stuff in the Foreign Service. Now I was reduced to waltzing blue-haired widows around the dance floor in this cruise ship and giving stupid lectures.
Well, real quick, if I might ask you a quick question. When you say Foreign Service, you were actually working for the Department of State?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners, for clarity.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm on the ship and it catches fire. And we're out in the middle of the North Pacific, 140 miles from the Alaska coast. The ship catches fire.
This was a brand new ship?
Yeah, it was only the seventh run, I think, something like that.
Wow.
And, of course, because it was new, they thought there was no need to practice the drills and stuff. And so everything went wrong, and the crew was badly trained, and they made a small fire worse until finally the fire was out of control. And, about 3 in the morning now, we got 550 people in the middle of the North Pacific, and the whole center of the ship erupts in flame because the fire has eaten through all the steel protecting doors. And
was this a diesel ship? If, do you know? Or
No, it wasn't. It was an SS.
Oh, a steamship?
Yeah. And it was a leaking fuel line because they court-martialed the captain, and it was a leaking fuel line that sprayed fuel all over the place. This was a
commercial cruise ship, though, right?
Yes.
And they court-martialed the skipper?
They did, in the Netherlands, yeah.
Wow.
Holland American Lines, I don't mind saying, because they screwed up big time. Anyway.
Yeah, and I see on the website, too, that there's a cover of the incident on Popular Mechanics, and I guess the subtitle on it is Greatest Sea Rescue Ever.
Yeah, Popular Mechanics said that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the Coast Guard itself told me it was certainly the biggest peacetime air sea rescue ever.
Was this the U.S. Coast Guard and or Canadian? Or
both. And also U.S. Air Force out of Elmendorf Base.
Wow.
Where
actually was the vessel when this happened?
Well, it was 140 miles off the Aleutians.
Oh, wow. What time of year?
That's a long way for a helicopter to fly, lift passengers, and then, lift people.
Well, what time of year was it?
This was October, so it was like October 10th. Right. It was cold.
Yeah.
And it was so cold that if you fell into the water, you'd die in 3 or 4 minutes of exposure.
Exactly.
Anyway, what happened was a tanker came down from Valdez, the oil port, and we were in lifeboats by then because the fire got so bad, the captain ordered us to abandon the ship, so we all got into these lifeboats.
And you don't know the name of the tanker that came down, do you?
The Williamsburg.
Oh, huh.
The Williamsburg. Williamsburg came down from Valdez.
Wow, cool.
And so the captain comes out on the bridge, and he says, "We've lost the battle with the fire. We got to get into lifeboats." And by a miracle, we get into these lifeboats, and they're swinging around crazily because the crew doesn't know what they're doing. But they all get lowered, and our lifeboat says it's for 45 people, and there's 90 people in it. I mean, it was a real,
Was it pretty rough seas, or?
No, the thing is, Eric, was that at that moment, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the seas were fairly calm, but we knew that Typhoon Victor was coming right at us because they knew that. They'd announced it the evening before, so a typhoon was heading straight for us, and it hit that morning.
Anyone who's ever watched, what is the something catch or whatever, the guy where the guys go up and go fishing off the Aleutians?
Yeah.
Those are some extremely rough waters, and they lose a lot of fishing vessels every year up there. I mean, that's not a place you want to be in this kind of a situation.
Well,
especially that time of the year.
Yeah, well, the storm hit, and the helicopters came, and as you know, Eric, the Coast Guard, they lower a steel chair from the helicopter and take one person at a time.
Right.
And they get 7-8 people, and then they would fly them over to the tanker and then come back, get 7-8 more. So they were working, 3 helicopters, working as fast as they can. And to make a long story short, by about 3 or 4 that afternoon, they'd rescued everybody but me and 7 other guys in lifeboat number 2 and 20 more people in another lifeboat. Because I'd gotten almost everybody out. But now we're in the middle of this typhoon, and the weather's getting worse and worse. We're finally at about 5 o'clock. We're in 30-foot seas.
Well, John, hold that thought about 30-foot seas. We got to go to commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. It's Lieutenant Eric Schein. Program is in the zone. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. We're speaking with John Graham, and we'll be right back.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, we're back. It's Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, federal maritime officer, naval officer. This is a program In the Zone, and we are on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm speaking with John Graham. John, a real quick question before we went to commercial break talking about 30-foot seas. I'm just curious. You're not related in any way, shape, or form to Senator Lindsey Graham or the Graham Cracker.
No, it's a common name, Eric. No.
Yeah, no, I know. But you never know. Sometimes it's, yeah, you know, a smaller world than people care to imagine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You were talking about the 30-foot seas.
Oh, where are we? Oh, yeah. I'm in this lifeboat, seven other guys. It's late in the afternoon. The typhoon's hit. You got 30-foot seas, 65-knot winds, visibility maybe 50, 70 yards. And the key thing is that the helicopters can't fly anymore because they can't fly in the typhoon. It's suicide.
Right.
So the only chance that we have of getting out of this is a Coast Guard cutter, which is frantically searching, you know, up and down, trying to do a net search, trying to find us. And again, the visibility is almost nothing, so there's very little chance. But the key thing is that it's still daylight, so there's a chance that if the Coast Guard could find us. But once it gets dark, we're dead because there's no lights and there's no flares. And
right.
the radio doesn't work on this. I'm sitting there with a radio tapping out an SOS, and it's dead.
Nice.
It didn't charge
on a brand new boat, too, right?
It was just awful. So nothing worked. And not only that, we have no cover. It's an open boat. We're all dying of hypothermia. We're all seasick as dogs. I figure we have maybe four hours more to live before we die of hypothermia. And then
What flag vessel was this, if I can ask? You said it's Dutch or?
Yeah, a Dutch flag.
Yeah, okay. Just curious. Yeah. Sorry.
So things are looking really bad, and it's getting dark. And once it's dark, we're dead. So we have about half an hour of light left. And it's at that point that something happened that really changed my life. And this is why I mentioned that in the biography that you read, because I wasn't a religious person, let me tell you. But, you know, you're stuck in a situation like that, and it looks like this time you're not going to get out of it, and you're going to die. And so, you know, I decided to, you know, make some contact with whatever was up there, God, whatever. And I think I tried to pray, but it wasn't much of a prayer. I just got mad. It's like, oh, damn it, you know, I'm a young man. I can do a lot of good. I've left the Foreign Service. I'm going to, you know, try and make the world a better place. And here I'm being wiped out just as I start this life. Doesn't make any sense. And I got a message. I don't know what the other seven guys heard, but I got a message loud and clear. Came out of the sky like the burning bush in the Old Testament. It's like this. I'm not kidding. That's what it was like. And this voice basically said, "Look, you're kidding yourself. You're screwing around with your life. There's all kinds of things you can do to make the world a better place, and you're not doing them. You're lecturing on a cruise ship. If you get out of this, you'll lecture on another cruise ship. It'll be the next 50 years. It won't be worth living unless you get serious about a real life of service on this planet." That's what I heard. And, you know, I was beaten. I was seasick as a dog. I was dying of hypothermia. And so I just looked up in the storm, and I said, okay, yes, I agree. And at that instant, the Coast Guard cutter, the Boutwell, comes crashing through this wild storm. I know this sounds like a great B movie, but I swear to you, Eric, that's exactly what happened.
No, I believe it. I know trust me, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and that's why it did change my life, and I never looked back after that. I said, okay, I made a deal.
And I mentioned to you, I trash the heck out of the Coast Guard because they've turned themselves from a civil service, you know, agency or department into a branch of military. One of the reasons that they I wanted to have you on, especially even after you told me the story, because there's a lot of people in the Coast Guard that do their job and that do it well and save lives. And all those people out there, like the ones that you encountered, I applaud them. But there are others that I disagree with vehemently, to where they have placed the Coast Guard under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Title 10, military law, moved them into Homeland Security, and are operating under military law within Homeland Security. But one of the reasons that the Coast Guard was looking for you and not the Navy was because the Navy is a branch of military that they're not intended to do, you know, last ditch effort. Sure, they can lend a hand, but they're there for, you know, defense purposes. But the Coast Guard they use the Coast Guard, and even for like boarding parties for drug interdiction and other purposes with the Navy, they use the Coast Guard because it's a civil service agency, not a branch of military. And since the war in Iraq and Homeland Security was created, all of that has changed. And they're now saying that this special branch of military can not only regulate, but also adjudicate and get involved in civilian affairs as a special branch of military and not as civil service, which is not a good thing. And, you know, to me, it's unconstitutional. Well, but again, go ahead.
These guys were sure experts. I was really impressed at how well trained they were.
Yeah. No, they're good at their job. We're going to break again, and I'll throw it back to you right after we come back.
Yeah.
It's In the Zone, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're speaking with John Graham. Go to his website. We'll let him plug that and his books when we come back. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're back. It's In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, speaking with John Graham here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And John, if you can plug your website and your books and the Stick Your Neck Out, is that that's the most recent, right?
Actually, I've just finished a memoir, a book about all these crazy adventures, and your listeners can get to it. The book is called Sit Down, Young Stranger. Sit Down, Young Stranger. And,
okay, that's the one you're actually touring about right now and speaking about, right?
Yeah, that's right. Pitching. That's right.
Okay, because that's why it's not up on the website, and that's why I thought there was another book. And
yeah, it's the website is www.sitdownyoungstranger.com, and you can get the book information on the book and order it from there.
Well, actually, it is up here on the other website, too. I didn't see it initially. I was looking. I started at the top and worked my way down instead of it's actually at the bottom.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, it was like that. No, it was my bad. A couple quick questions. Stanford is a really good school, not just for engineering, but for a lot of other things. What kind of engineering degree do you have?
Well, actually, it was industrial engineering, but it was more on decision theory. The State Department sent me there as a reward for not getting my head shot off in Vietnam.
Nice.
And I improved my tennis game and went climbing in Yosemite and actually did some studying. But it was basically a nice reward for coming out of Vietnam. And what I did was I developed computer programs that were supposed to help the State Department make foreign policy. I mean, you kind of laugh, like, oh, my God, that's the last those guys need is a computer program.
Right.
But that's what I did for a year. And
so basically like logic flow charts or...
Exactly. And that was using, you know, in 1973, computers were really primitive. And it took a whole room full of computers to equal what a laptop does now. Anyway, I was working with those primitive computers to develop probability theories for when there'd be a revolution or, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, really? So
it was pretty far out.
When do you think the revolution's going to occur?
It was interesting. I spent most of a year working on this, creating this elaborate computer program. And then when I had it finished, I let it run. I typed the name of a country in it, and I typed in all the necessary biographic and demographic data into it, and then I let it run into the future to see what would happen.
Right.
And it started predicting revolutions and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Whether or not it really happened or not, I don't know.
I'm sure you probably typed in Iran and a few other countries that you had visited.
Yeah, I did. And it was interesting when you... When I calibrated the system, I went back and did historical data. In other words, I'd crank it back to 1950 and let it run to 1960, years that had already happened. And it was remarkably accurate. It was scarily accurate. It's like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Well, like I said, Stanford's a good school. And obviously you've got your wits about you as well from, you know, what you've gotten yourself involved in over your life. Real quick, too, is the Boston Globe. What are your feelings about what's going on in the United States right now with all the newspapers going belly up and the, you know, the Fourth Estate and reporting on?
I think it's a tragedy. I've been reading about it, and I don't know how to save them. I mean, they people just aren't picking up papers anymore. They're getting everything online, and you get online, and there's not anywhere near the depth. I read somewhere that 15 years ago there were like 400 U.S. foreign correspondents scattered around the globe getting us news, and now it's like 75.
Wow.
And then everything is delivered, you know, I mean, you got Facebook and Twitter where you get what, 16 words instead of a page and a half of analysis? I mean,
right.
we're dumbing ourselves down. We have to somehow replace this information flow that newspapers have been giving us. I think it's a real threat to the republic.
Yeah, oh, well, big time. It's that flashcard mentality, you know, where they can just, you know, put up a quick blurb and, you know, even like what Bush and Cheney and others were accused of in pushing their own. And I don't know where you fall in the political arena, Republican, Democrat, Independent. You know, do you want to get into that a little bit, or?
Well, I'm a progressive. I mean, I definitely voted for Obama, and
what do you think
George
about what
Bush,
he's...
George Bush put me on the no-fly list, so I never had any love for him.
Nice. What do you think of Obama now that he's had some time, and we're starting to see that he's a corporatist as well, at least in, you know,
well,
my
I mean,
book.
You know, people looked at him when all the election campaign and everything, and he was like a god. He was going to come in, and he was just going to change everything. And he discovered, not that he didn't know it in advance, that you know, he's going to be lucky to get away with some getting half of what he wants. And that would be good. I mean, I think we need an energy policy. I think we need a new something to do with our schools. I think we need a health care policy. And if he can get us, you know, halfway to the goal line, I think he'd be a good job. About the only thing I'm really unhappy with Obama so far is the bank bailout.
Yeah, well, and also now it's getting into the auto bailouts and, you know.
But at least in the auto bailout, Eric, at least in the auto bailout, the citizens are getting like 70% share in General Motors. So I don't know what it's going to be worth, but at least we're getting something.
True, but I, you know, I'm kind of going back to our founding fathers, and what really made America strong is small mom and pop businesses, and not, you know, if we have businesses that are too big to fail, and I, you know, I understand the technological and civil defense and national security issues that are involved in having something like GM that can gear up, take our manufacturing base, you know, even the tool and die industry and tooling, so that if we need it in the event of a national emergency and or war, it is there. You know, there a lot of these companies are the ones that not only make cars, they make Humvees and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Even Chrysler used to own the tank division, which made our main battle tanks, the M1A1 Abrams main battle tanks that was sold off to General Dynamics. And then, you know, they've been playing all sorts of games in the military-industrial complex and buying and selling. And even many of these assets now are foreign-owned and controlled. Like your experiences on the ship on that, I would call it Dutch vessel, or, you know, I guess Scandinavian, the 97% of our international cargo that comes into and leaves the United States goes by foreign flag now.
Right.
Instead of under what, you know, the Jones Act required and many other provisions like the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that established my academy at Kings Point, that the majority of our cargo be carried on American flag, American crewed, and American-built ships. And you wouldn't, you know, American ships are pretty darn good as far as safety, engineering, and more. And I don't believe if that was an American flag ship that you would have run into many of the problems that you ran into.
Yeah, probably not. It was apparently it wasn't the problem with the ship. It was a completely incompetent crew.
Yeah, well, and we've seen how American President Lines, which used to name all of its vessels after American presidents, and I could go into the whole history of APL and Dollar Lines and more, but they were sold off in 1997 to Neptune Orient Lines, which is majority stake owned and controlled by the Singaporean government. After the company was, you know, pretty much completely taken over, we had vessels that were ending up on the beach and down in Mexico. And I'm talking about 800-900-foot container ships on the beach in Mexico, which is not, you know, that's from outright incompetence from the crew.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, this gets into a lot of the stuff that's going on with the bailouts, the auto industry, and more. A lot of this stuff is moving out of the country, and the outsourcing is going on. And it's not just about doing it cheaper. It starts to get into the issues, literally, of, like, even in Katrina and Rita, the two hurricanes, we were renting or leasing foreign flag cruise ships rather than having either public vessels that we own and control that would have water makers, earth-moving equipment, tractors, you know, hospitals on board and more, and even living spaces, so that in an event of an emergency like this, we've had ones up in Alaska. You know, you were up there and you saw where some of the tankers came down from Valdez, and I've been up there. But Valdez got wiped out by a tsunami. And, you know, those are the kind of things that we need a national type response. We, you know, we have these boom ships that are all over the nation in different cities and different ports, I should say, to respond to a oil spill so that, you know, as part of our national infrastructure of commerce, trade, and transportation, we have these assets that a small city can't afford to purchase. And that there's something almost like a bridge, like the San Francisco Bay Bridge, that everybody over time uses, whether you live in San Francisco or not. If you're in New York, you'll probably end up out in San Francisco and use a bridge. And it's more of a national public trust than just a local, you know, public trust for the local economy. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, we see a lot of the things from 100 years ago that are starting to get revisited now. But, you know, and even a lot of people are looking at Obama, and I'm a little bit more skeptical than you might be, to where, in my mind at least, they give us a Bush who, for want of a better word, is kind of an antichrist to some people, you know, just because he's not very Christ-like in his ways, even though he's a supposed Christian and, you know, more. much of the things that went on, torture and all this stuff we're hearing about, so that we will swallow somebody like Obama, who is supposedly more Christ-like or a savior to solve all our problems, when throughout history, since the inception of our country, it is the people and people like you who really make a difference and push forward. I don't want to say agendas, but because it just has a negative connotation to it. But push forth, progressive ideas. And I mean, even progressive has taken on a dirty connotation nowadays in the last 5-10 years. And, you know, it really shouldn't, because it's, you know, moving us into the future. I'd like you to get into, if you can, because we have been through a lot in the last 5 to 10 years, and you can touch on that if you'd like to. Because there's been a lot of people who have stuck their neck out. Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson. I don't know if you're familiar with Don Siegelman and his story.
Yeah.
And guys like him and others, Sybil Edmonds and whistleblowers who have stuck their neck out and really, I mean, ended up on the chopping block.
Yeah.
And part of that's because there's not the American people really aren't stepping to the plate and standing behind these people and saying, no, you can't do this to one of us.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to the right guy. I'm president of the Giraffe Heroes Project, and, the URL for that is www.giraffe.org. And what we do is find people who are sticking their necks out, and we tell their stories so other people will be inspired to do the same thing. And so we find and honor a lot of whistleblowers. And so I'm very familiar with these cases. One of the stories that I like most is the guy right out here where I live in Washington State, a guy named Casey Rudd. He was hired by the company at the Hanford nuclear plant to be an inspector, but it was all a wink, wink, nod, nod,
yeah, right,
type of thing. He really wasn't supposed to inspect anything.
Right.
Casey finds leaking drums of toxic waste, and he notices that the seals are broken on the big vats that contain plutonium waste, and the stuff is seeping into the groundwater heading for the Columbia River. It could, you know, like, kill millions of people.
Right.
So he goes to his bosses, and he points out the problem of all this leaking waste.
If I can interject real quick,
yeah.
Didn't they start a whole building project to try to avert that, making it into the...
Well, they did, but only because of this guy.
Right, but even that was, like, turned into a whole other fiasco as well.
Well, it did. At least they began the cleanup, and
right,
at least there's now a federal... effort to clean the place up. Now that they fired Westinghouse, the first thing they did was they hired the Fox to clean
right
up the hen house, and
right,
hired Westinghouse, which was really stupid.
And right, they might as well brought in Halliburton or KBR.
Yeah, but the key thing, though, is, as far as I'm concerned, though, is the people involved. And I just want to finish the story about Casey. He goes to his bosses. They tell him to shut up. So he goes to the Seattle Times and tells them the story, and, of course, he gets fired. So then he goes back to Congress, and he testifies before Congress, which was the first notice Congress has is the problem. So they send him back as a federal inspector, and the Hanford cleanup starts. And it's going to take another 15 years, but it wouldn't have even started had it not been for this guy. So he risks everything. He risks his livelihood. He gets fired. He's reduced to selling ice cream at a scoop shop or something because he can't get another job.
Well, he risked his life because remember what happened to what's the woman's name that got run off the road?
Oh yeah, 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 Karen Silkwood.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
and they do go that far.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But continue, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he's alive. He's a friend of mine, and I love telling his story because it's a great whistleblower story, and he's a real giraffe. We call them giraffe heroes because, of course, they stick their necks out. That's where the word comes from. But we just need more of these people, and as you point out, Eric, the rest of us have got to support these people because without them, there'd be a lot more problems.
Well, and the only way things are going to improve, regardless of your opinion or where the problems lie or how bad they are or how bad you perceive they are or that it's impossible to overcome them, the only way the tide will be, you know, turned back is by people supporting those who know and those who step forward. You know, I've got a $300,000 education paid for by, you know, the taxpayers, Naval Commission and more. And people like myself have come forward, even on this issue with the Homeland Security and the Coast Guard. It's a very disturbing issue because the Coast Guard believes that it can carry on military tribunals of civilians. And I think you know from your service that that's dead wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me, okay, now the music is coming up. Thought we were going to another break before the, we got 20 seconds. We're going to break. We'll come back for another short segment and then the top of the hour and we'll continue. Let me throw out the call-in number for John Graham and Giraffes Project, 800-313-9443. Callers, pick up the phone and ask John a question. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KT-P50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, we're back. Program is in the zone. It's Lieutenant Eric Schein, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on the internet, republicbroadcasting.org. The programs are archived. I will send John a copy of this. I need to get your email. You can pass that to the producer in the next break. 800-313-9443. I'd like to focus on, you know, because there's a lot going on in our country right now, and there's a lot wrong in what's going on in our country. I mean, I don't know how you feel about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm opposed to them. I believe that, you know, we're playing games in countries and stuff that we You know, I mean, some have said it's another Vietnam. It's another Korea. And even now with the threats that are being espoused about Korea, if anyone knows our military-industrial complex might and technology, what they're trying to pump up about Korea, you know, I hate to say is a joke. I mean, and you know, even all the stuff with the military dictatorship, for want of another word, in Korea, there's other ways and better ways. And I would think that maybe, you know, John, you might have an idea on this, being a former member of the State Department. And you can mention about Hillary Clinton if you want, and what you feel about her and what's going on with the State Department now and what changes. But that there are better and diplomatic and ways through commerce, trade, and transportation rather than bombing the heck out of somebody.
Well, the problem with North Korea, of course, is that they've got nuclear weapons, and they've got a huge army about, 30 yeah. miles from Seoul.
Right, they're the third largest in the world.
You know, it's madness to try to take them out militarily, because these guys are they're wacko. I mean, I have absolutely no doubt that they would use their primitive rockets and drop a few of these nuclear weapons on Japan or South Korea. So there's got to be some other way to do it, and it's like economics. The economic sanctions are difficult because the country is already starving to death.
Right.
Well, that's sanctions are just going to kill more people.
Well, and the military option and the sanctions and more actually push them further to the edge.
Yeah, they could. They could.
You said, they're starving. I mean,
I think we have edged toward towards success a few times, once under Bill Clinton, when there was a semi-deal that the North Koreans reneged on. But the idea was that we would provide them with fuel so that they wouldn't have to build nuclear power plants, and that we would recognize them or formally end the Korean War or stuff like that.
Right.
That would give them the political stature they were looking for. But it seems like the leadership of that country is just nuts. And every time we think we have a deal with them, they renege on it. So it's really hard to know what to do. Complicated as it is in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's not completely crazy. But in North Korea, I don't know. I think it's completely crazy.
Well, but isn't it better to... I mean, if you want to normalize the country, isn't it better to normalize relations and to carry on? The more trade that you carry on with them, commerce, trade, transportation, the more you open up the country to seeing your way of things.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think there's been some attempts made to do that. And it's the South Koreans from time to time keep launching initiatives, peace initiatives to the north. Cultural exchanges, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they're sweating it right now.
Yeah, and I think we sent the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra or something to North Korea last year. I mean, we're trying stuff like that.
Right now, and that's a good effort. We're going to break top of the hour. It's only like 2 minutes. We'll be right back with John Graham from the Drafts Project. This is In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
With recent internet...